This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is my mother's 74th birthday, had she been alive. And you know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about Mary and Frank, my adopted parents. My mother died when I was almost five years old. And it took me years and years and years to get through all that process. And about, I don't know, 5 years ago, I was at an event in Steamboat, Colorado. I meet this couple that's super nice. We all go to dinner, a group of people, including the Attorney General for South Carolina. And I say to Mary, who has no children, you know what? I'm adopting you guys. And we laugh together. And sure enough, Mary said, you know, starts calling me son. I call her mom. Frank's pops. They own a manufacturing company, and I'm planning a trip to China with them. They've let me use the condo. They've adopted me and, you know, my circle of family, and treat me like a son. Seriously. Donated money to my charity. Was coming back from their place in Florida and said, hey, son, we're going to stop into St. Louis and we're going to come by your charity event. They came by and went, holy cow. You know, this is amazing. It was at the Cardinals Club. They wrote a check to help kids get adopted, help me get two kids adopted. So I didn't see. When I told them, here's a charity, swing through if you can, they said, we're going to redirect our flight. We're coming through to spend a couple days with you. Came to town and did it, and the rest is history. Come to Denver, you know, spend time up here in the summer. You got a horse ranch, blah, blah, blah. You know, and here's the deal for all of you who say, Kevin, you didn't grow up with a silver spoon, but you adopted into one. Yes, I did. I did not want to adopt poor people as my new parents. But on the anniversary, my mother's birthday, it's not the anniversary of my mother's birthday, it is her birthday today, I give a tribute to Beverly Jean, a woman that I obviously love very dearly and wish I could have spent more time with, but also give a tribute in her memory to the people that that stood in and substituted, like my grandmother. What an amazing lady. I mean, in so many ways, imprinted on me, ways I cannot describe, that I could never pay back, you know, except that obviously pass it along to my grown men, children, but it just is amazing to think about all the ways that she impacted me. And now, you know, in my, you know, older years, adopting my new parents, Mary and Frank. So it makes me think of all of that. Just such a tribute. What an amazing lady. Tell the story of my grandmother with her best friend, Chris. I called her Miss Chris growing up. She had a daughter named Joanne who I thought was just the hottest thing out there. You know, she babysat for me. Beautiful lady. And anyway, Miss Chris was a beautiful lady too. And they went to visit a psychic. And my grandmother hated psychics. She thought it was the devil and all that kind of stuff. She was like, it's evil stuff. But Chris goes, I just want to know what's going on with me and Cleve. She's married to a guy named Cleveland. And so they stopped in with the psychic. And the psychic, you know, said, you know, did Miss Chris's reading or whatever. And said, you know, you seem troubled. And so read my grandmother and says, someone close to you is going to die. Quickly, this was by like in March of 1968, and my grandmother's like, hey, whatever, it's probably gonna be my husband because he's 10 years older than I am, blah blah blah. So she just dismissed it. I mean, not that she was just being flippant about the death of the grandfather that raised me, Dad Ernest, but she was like, well, you know, that's the way life works. And 2 months later, my mother died. And that was the beginning of a lot of trauma in a strange kind of way in my life. And I'll tell you this, in as much as, there's nobody that doesn't want to spend their lives with their parents, with their mom particularly. And my mom had remarried a guy named Tommy. I eulogized him when he died. But as much as I would love to have my mom back. I got to tell you, life has a way of dealing you these blows that makes you who you are, and I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it. Because I don't know what I'd be. You know, who knows? But and am I saying I wouldn't be the person I am or wouldn't be that? No, I wouldn't be. And it doesn't mean I'd be bad. I just don't want to change it. I know now what all of this led up to. It's kind of like Joshua being sold into slavery by his brothers. And then he saves Egypt. I feel, and by the way, I'm not trying to say I'm Joshua. I'm going to save the Republic. But in my own small way, I'm doing something. And I don't know what God's plan is for that, but I am doing something. It's not what I wanted to talk about this segment, but I do want to make sure you guys understand that it is my mother would have been 74 today, but what's a bigger issue to me is on May the 1st of this year will be the 50th anniversary of my mother's death. Yeah. Same year Martin Luther King died. April the 7th is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. And I remember that day because of my mom. One of those vivid memories of my mother. I'm so grateful to have it. I hate the circumstances. My mom and my grandmother hugging each other and sitting there watching that TV in the den is they're broadcasting. It was Cronkite broadcasting about the death of Martin Luther King and the impact it was having around the country, the assassination by a Democrat, racist, member of the KKK. Yeah. Can't let those things slip by in the radar. That's why we're going to be working on something for April the 7th is to remind people that the Democrats killed one of the greatest men of the civil rights movement. Yeah. Lots to talk about. I had a dream. I'm going to talk about this dream in a second. For now, I'm going to talk about Emily. I don't know her last name, but she's a model, a supermodel. And she got married. I saw this over the weekend. She got married. And she was in the movie where Ben Affleck's wife pretends to be dead. And she played his girlfriend. Beautiful girl. I'd never heard of her prior to that. But just remember thinking, wow, she's really pretty. And so she got married. And there was a time when I'd see a chick like her get married. And I would have said, boy, her husband's a lucky guy. I mean, she's gorgeous to look at. But then I remember she's a lefty. I don't remember what the cause was, but I just remember the minute that she opened her mouth about what it was, you know, like the women's movement, and I remember thinking, what? Oh, talk about, you know, just going from being up here, an actress I'd never seen and who did a really good job in the film, to somebody that I went zero respect instantaneously. And I think that's how I view the Democrats in general. And I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I've been having these crazy dreams about stars. And it's funny, I've had about three of them in the past month. And I'm sharing this with you. And I've been wanting to talk about them because they've been very interesting dreams where I'm putting these stars in their place. So I'll give you the example of this one because it was vivid. It happened to me just yesterday. And I was dreaming about Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why. So Springsteen's on Fox. And he's in an interview, but suddenly, you know how dreams are, he becomes the person interviewing, and he's interviewing me. And he's asking me questions. And I'm chuckling at him. I'm heckling him. He's wanting to get answers from me. And I go, you know, and I say to him, you know, Bruce, it's really funny. I go, one of his band members, they're playing a song. And I went, hey, I actually kind of like that song. And he gets mad at me. He's like, he mumbles at me, what do you mean you like this song? And I went, well, we're having this conversation as they're playing, and yeah, dreams are, it's crazy. But I'm saying to him, I don't really like your music. But I like the beat of this song. I don't know about the words or whatever. So that's what starts the thing. So then Bruce Springsteen's offended in his interview with me, and he's like, you know, you right wingers, you know, but he's telling me this stuff. And I say, you know, Bruce, I go, I don't know much about your music. I tell him, when I was in high school, all the Jersey guys loved you. You were the guy. And I listened to your music and I was like, I don't get it. But you know what? If you love him, I'll love him with you. Right. And they talked about how you were a down to earth guy. You represented the steel belt, the Pennsylvania guy that just gets out and makes a regular living and he wants to live life on the up and up. But it's tough out there to scrape it together because of this, that and the other. And I thought, you know, I got an impression of you that you would be the guy that's leading the conservative cause, the forgotten man, the guy that works the steel mill or works for the railroad or works in some theoretical menial task that is necessary for this nation to work. You talked about, you know, and this is what I believe through some of the music, you talked about things like, you know, the steel mills being shut down and all these different things that are occurring that are hurting the American worker. So how do you come out here and become a leftist? And I said, and your guy's mad at me because I don't listen to your music. I don't listen to your music. But I said, it's really funny to me that your man's mad at me because I say I don't appreciate your music. I appreciate this song, but I don't like your music overall, which is exactly my prerogative. I acknowledge that I like something about what you do, but you don't take that as a good thing. Your guy's focused on how much I don't like about you. And I go, what? Am I supposed to like everything you do, Bruce Springsteen? Now, look, keep in mind, guys, this is an interview I'm having with him that looks to me in my dream as real as any other Fox interview I'm having. I'm explaining to America how jacked up Bruce Springsteen is because he doesn't want me. He's mad at me because I don't like all of his music when I just complimented the dude on what I did like about him. Now, you can already see the metaphor, right? You see how this dream is formulating. I'm looking at how the leftists who claim to be for the downtrodden, the, you know, everyday Joe America, and how much they hate it, and moreover, how much they're mad that this black dude doesn't like everything they're trying to do, when in fact, I pick the one thing. I go, I do like this. I like that you have a good idea, or I like that you're trying to do this, or I like what. They don't take that as good. Nope. So you're a bad guy, Kevin. And I said, no, Bruce, you're a bad guy. You've tricked people into believing that you believe in this America that takes the common man and gives him hope that somebody will turn this system around. Right now, we're talking about Parkland Hospital in this shooting with President Trump. And President Trump is saying, look, I've watched this play out for decades. It's never fixed. You know what? I'll fix it. I'm going to put security in schools through teachers, if we have to do it through police, whatever. We're going to secure these schools. We're going to end this. And do you think that the left is giving the guy credit for saying, let's end it? It would be like he's talking to Bruce and he says, yeah, Bruce, you know what? I agree with you that we should, you know, that we agree that there should be more protection in schools. Do we agree on that? Yeah. I think it requires more guns. Oh, no. Yeah, it does. But so we agree that we should protect schools. Now, here's where we are right now. Without guns, schools are getting shot up. It's not just an Obama problem, but it's an Obama problem that got exacerbated. It's a problem of the left that got exacerbated during the time of Obama. More school shootings than any time in history, under any president, under Barack Obama. And nothing done. And here's what we know. No schools have been armed. While the schools are continuing to be shot up, nobody's arming these schools. Nobody's saying, let's make this situation up to DEFCON 1. But Donald Trump does. And what he says is, we've tried it your way with no guns. How about we try it with guns? Because it could potentially kill people. Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about what the potential is with killing people with your way. It's been happening. It continues to happen. So what exactly do you not like about this? And I keep coming back to folks. It's because it works. Anyway, I don't want to go back into that. I want to talk about this analysis because I'm telling you, I've had, of going back to Bruce Springsteen, I've been having these arguments. I had an argument with, I want to say it was Tom Hanks. I'm talking about a similar dream where Tom Hanks came and talked about gun control or tax policy or whatever, and I destroyed him. And I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why I'm having dreams, and maybe you guys can help. You can call me and let me know what you think. 844-551-8255. Maybe you are a dream interpreter, and you're going, Kevin, here's what's happening, my friend. Because had it only been one celebrity, I would have been like, whatever. I'm not, do you guys think I'm kidding? My producers are going, Kevin, you're John. You know, looking at me like, no, you can't be serious. I'm dead serious. I've had no less than four dreams. I can't even remember who they are. One of them might have been Jay-Z. But I know Bruce Springsteen was the most recent. That's why I can call him out. They were playing, but then Bruce stopped playing and they started interviewing me and all this, and that's the way it was. And it was as real to me as any Fox hit I do routinely. I don't know why the moderator let Bruce take over, and he starts asking, well, Kevin, you know, let's talk about this a little bit, what your thoughts are here, my man. And he's asking me these questions. Everything he's asking me, I'm just as calm as can be, and I'm just spanking Bruce, man. I'm saying things to Bruce like, Bruce, if your fans really knew who you are, what you really represent, I hope you can live off the existing royalties, because I think that if they knew who you really were, you wouldn't sell any more records. And the takedown, folks, I swear, it was so eloquent. It was like, just flowed like butter. I didn't stutter. I just, boom. And I used this music. It was funny. I would say, I don't know many of your songs, but I think you had a song titled This. And I would destroy him with the lyrics of his song as if I knew the lyrics. I don't even know the lyrics of this man's song. I can't name you five Bruce Springsteen songs. But I was beating him up, man. Somebody tell me what that's about. I'd love to hear it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The reaction inside President Obama's inner circle to these musings from the president?
I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and if they want to go around and say that Barack Obama could have done more, fine, stipulated, but it's your bag, pick it up.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a panel on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace and her guest attacked Donald Trump. But here's what's funny about that comment. They say, tell us what, you know, is going on inside of the Trump inner circle. And here's what's going on inside the Trump inner circle. They don't know. She has no clue. But she goes on to act as if the question is framed so poorly. But now she's got to answer. Who do you think that, I don't even know who the girl was who was answering the question. Some young Latina looking girl. Who does she know inside the Trump inner circle? Kevin, tell us what's going on inside the Trump inner circle. Well, Mr. Trump is, what could I possibly tell you when I don't know Kellyanne Conway. I don't know most of the people inside. The best I could do, I've got, you know, I know people in the organization, Rick Perry, Ben Carson, others, but, and am I talking to them? And by the way, do you think any of them would get, well, Kevin, no, inside the inner circle we have, I have no clue what's going on inside the inner circle of Donald Trump, and neither does any of the lamestream media. Do you believe somebody at MSNBC, a guest, who is going to speak on behalf of what's going on inside the Trump administration? What a joke. But I want you to hear the rest of what they say, because it does, to hear these people going unhinged with Donald Trump is priceless.
You know, does that mean that now he doesn't have to do anything? So, I mean, for most of us, I just think it's really sad to see someone who literally is constitutionally incapable of being a president and leading. And if he really did care about what Russia did, why didn't he start a commission? Start a commission. Every member of his intel community has said there was meddling. It happened. And he just moves on. And so, that's sad.
That's sad. I love listening to the left. Did you notice a couple things? One, he's constitutionally incapable of being a leader. Interesting. Constitutionally incapable of being president. Well, no, he isn't. He's constitutionally fit to be president, and he is president. But I love how she trailed off. That's sad. Because she had nothing to say. Even the moderator's kind of going, what? Okay. And she moves on. Now I want to play the rest of the clip.
But what about the fact that he now has his own? Can you imagine any scenario where Susan Rice would have been at the Munich Security Conference and saying anything about Russia or anything else, and President Obama would be live tweeting his dissent or critiquing her performance?
Never, ever, because we were unified and we spoke and we had a foreign policy strategy that the whole government was clued in on. But no, also, you know, we didn't let Barack Obama have his Twitter, so.
But even if he did, I mean, just the idea there's no topic that's too sacred for the president to undermine his own aides, and there's no aide that's immune from being attacked by the president on Twitter. Just as someone who worked at the highest levels of a White House, how outside the norm is that?
It's so outside the norm. I don't understand why people actually continue to work there. I mean, he's a tank. He knows one direction forward. He's going to mow over all of them. They're all going to leave the building with no credibility and complete reputational damage. And so for him, I just, you know, the only person so far, the only two who are immune are Ivanka and Jared. And
so far, right?
Don't forget about
and Hope.
And Hope.
So far.
She had bad judgment about Rob Porter, don't forget.
And she, but he hasn't attacked her on Twitter.
No.
Wow, you gotta love this, man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. Would love to get your take on that. That's MSNBC people, Nicole Wallace, with a group of people that one lady used to work on the Obama administration and, you know, had something to do with foreign policy. And it just amazing to me. She actually said earlier, and we played early in the clip where she said, everybody on Trump's foreign policy team says there was meddling. Yeah. There's always, we can always admit the Russians are meddling. That's normal. Big deal. Okay, but here's the question. In 2014, Obama knew there was meddling, and in 2016, he said, what's Trump? He needs to stop his whining and go campaigning. The Russians have nothing to do with our election. You think they covered that in that segment? And I love the part where they shift gears. The lady comes out. She says, Nicole Wallace, she says, but what about, you know, can you imagine a scenario where, you know, Obama's critiquing his staff on Twitter and he's doing this kind of a thing? I can't even imagine it. We kept Twitter away from Barack Obama. What a revelation. We had to keep it away. He would have been too dangerous. He might have actually told the truth. He might have said things that we couldn't control. Just understand, they treated him like a child. You couldn't let Barack Obama have the nuclear weapon of Twitter. And Trump says, look, I don't care how many advisors I have. I don't care what these people want. You don't control me. You don't tell me what to say, what to do, what to write, how to think. I'm going to go say what I want to say. So that was number one. Then the girl comes in and says, well, we were unified. Yeah, you were unified in going after Trump. And then she says, we were unified in our foreign policy strategy. We had a foreign policy strategy. Yeah, let me tell you what that foreign policy strategy was. Kowtow to every nation when it comes to trade. Trump at CPAC yet again reinforced the idea. $500 billion of trade with per year, almost approaching that number with China by itself. A 70 plus, he said, $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico. I don't know what it, I heard it was $78 billion. That's significant. He says, it's no wonder these people loved having us come to these trade, you know, meetings and these different foreign policy meetings, because it was like, who's going to be the sucker at the poker table? America. We were unified in our strategy. And what's funny, they say, no topic is too sacred for the president to undermine his aides. See, here's what I really love that the left doesn't get. We didn't elect his aides. We elected him. He brought on his aides, and he has an expectation of his aides. You are going to do the work that I set forth. This is why I love this guy in terms of his approach to management. Forget, I'm not talking about his president. I'm talking about as a leader. The leader comes in, he picks his team, and he says, this is how we're going to play. And either think of it as 11 guys on a football field. And you got a receiver that keeps dropping the ball, or he doesn't know how to run his routes, or a center who can't get the ball to the quarterback, or a guard who doesn't know how to pull and block for the running back. And I could go on. You pick a team not because, oh, well, this team is going to do. This team has been picked. You're supposedly good. I believe in you. But if you drop the ball, If you don't know how to throw a block, if you keep getting penalties, I will bench you. But you know what the left? Oh, he's out there attacking his players. Really? So Obama, who didn't attack his players, let him get away with murder. And I'm not even joking. He just said, Hillary, go do what you want. Susan Rice, say this, and everything will be cool. John Kerry, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, it didn't matter. Y'all just do what you think. I'll never undermine you. You're all great. So what, you got people killed in Benghazi? So what, you got people killed running guns into Mexico? So what, you oppress citizens with the IRS? So what, you got veterans killed on waiting lists? I'm never going to talk bad about you. Now look, I have a rule that says I'm not going to talk bad about my team, in the sense that when we're building a team, I'm not going to talk bad about you, but I'll let you go. Now, Trump's rule is, no, I'm going to tell people what you're doing wrong in hopes that you fix it. I'm okay with that, too. I would have no problem saying to my team, look, I'll bring you guys on because I think you're studs. If you make mistakes, we may have I'll have the first conversation in private. You keep making mistakes, I'm going to have a conversation publicly, because I can't fire you as a member, you know, as easily in a public sector as I could in the private sector. But you're going to be gone. I would have no problem with that. See, that's the only difference. The difference here is Trump can't just arbitrarily fire people the way he used to do in the private sector. If you screwed up, he'll just say, Sessions, you're out of here. Which I'll talk about Sessions and something that came up in a minute at CPAC. Because I've been hard on Sessions, and a guy called me and says, Kevin, it isn't as bad as you think with Sessions. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, and he explained it. But I want to finish this topic. So this girl says, the people that are working for Trump are going to leave the White House with no credibility. I scoff at that notion. I laugh at that, at that notion. This woman must be on some of that Colorado wacky weed. The people that leave the White House are going to be rich. They have sacrificed their lives in order to write books, to talk about what they're going to do down the road. Let me tell you something. Being a part of this White House is a ticket to fame and fortune. You are part of the biggest historical movement ever. Outside of Tea Party stuff, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to make a nickel off of the Trump, stuff. I probably could have done it at this point. When I meet with President Trump, it will be to get something done. It won't be because I'm trying to, get my brand bigger or stuff like that. I see people doing it all the time. People who wouldn't even talk to me at CPAC. Thought they were so big and so bad. Anyway, when I come back, I want to talk about Sessions, but I also want to talk about Adam Schiff.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Democrats released their response to the Nunes memo, and essentially they validated everything Nunes said. They validated that they didn't say that Hillary Clinton's campaign cheated, but they effectively said Hillary's campaign cheated, that the Democrats cheated, that the FISA judges that got the information were not told anything about how the information was gotten to. It was a completely illegal. The fruit, what do they call it, the rotten fruit of the tree, or the fruit of the rotten tree, or something like that. It was all faked. It was fabricated. There's no basis in it at all. Wow. Congratulations to us for learning what we already know. Hey, before we get into what Adam Schiff said, do you guys know, just out of curiosity, what AR stands for in AR-15? What do you think most people think? I mean, do you know? You know? What do you think it is? Assault rifle? Most people think it's assault rifle. It's not. It stands for Armalite Rifle, which was the manufacturer of the original AR-15. And people think of it as Assault Rifle 15. It shoots a 223 shell, about the size of a grain, 223 grain shell, and which is a, you know, I had a 222 when I was a kid. I shot a 243 that was a deer. It would bring down a deer. You get, you know, 222, they tell you, don't hunt with that. A 223, that shell won't kill. Don't misunderstand me. It's enough to stop a guy. But sniper rifles and things like that, they don't use those kind. That's a chumpy rifle, an AR. You know, I shoot AR-15s at 100 yards. And yeah, I'm sure it's probably got up to, say, 500 yards. It's probably okay. I would really like somebody that understands ballistics to say this, but you don't know for sure. But it's not a rifle that you're going to shoot at a half a mile or anything close to that. You know what a half a mile is? What? 1,760 yards. So half a mile is going to be half of that. So you're talking about, you know, roughly 900 yards. You could, an AR-15 is a joke at that range. You could slap the bullet down. Bink! It probably isn't that bad. But you get what I'm saying. There are rifles that make this thing look completely what it is, which is benign. But it's an affordable weapon that you can deck out. Some people can have these things where they deck them out and they can cost $3,000, $4,000. But an AR-15, if you just go and you get normal stuff for it, it'll cost you well under $1,000. There are pistols that you can pay much more than for an AR-15. Just to put it in perspective. These people don't want the AR-15, they want your guns. Anyway, back to Adam Schiff. So, top Democrat in the House Intelligence Committee, and President Trump fired after the release of the report, which he saw. He goes, there's nothing to this report. It validates what Nunez says. This report shows that this is a joke. What we've been talking about here is a joke on this Russian investigation, and it should end. In fact, before we go even further, we have that clip of, I believe it's Jim Jordan, who, by the way, I saw at CPAC. Jim Jordan, representative, is discussing, he's hammering Mueller on the investigation of the IRS thing, and which, by the way, the Obama administration ended up clearing itself over the IRS scandal. We later find out it was a lie, but here's Mueller answering questions that Jim Jordan's asking of this investigation at the time.
How many agents, investigators you've assigned to the case?
May be able to do that, but I'd have to get back to you.
Can you tell me who the lead investigator is?
Off the top of my head, no.
This is the most important issue in front of the country in the last 6 weeks. You don't know who's heading up the case? Who the lead investigator is?
At this juncture, no, I do not know who the
other. Can you get that information to us? We'd like to know. We'd like to know how many people you've assigned to look into this situation.
I have not had a recent briefing on it. I had a briefing on it when we first initiated it, but I have not had a recent briefing as to where we are.
So you don't know who's leading the case?
I do not know who is the lead agent.
Do you know if you've talked to any of the victims? Have you talked to any of the groups who were targeted by their government? Have you met with any of the Tea Party folks since May 14th, 2013?
I don't know what the status of the interviews are by the team that's on it.
Would you expect that that's been done?
I certainly at some point in time, and of course the investigation will be done, but generally at the outset of the investigation you get the documents so that you can have a
But don't you normally talk to the
I do not know specifically what is
In
happening.
Your extensive record and history and investigative work, don't you typically talk to the victim? It's a criminal investigation. Don't you typically talk to the victims pretty soon?
Sure it will happen.
So did the FBI contact any of these same victims? Were they contacted by the FBI prior to the investigation when these same groups were applying for tax-exempt status, did the FBI pay some of these individuals a visit?
I do not know.
Pardon?
I do not know.
You don't know?
I do not know.
Some of them testified that they were paid a visit by the FBI. Specifically, Catherine Engelbrecht in Texas said she was visited by the FBI. She was head of True the Vote. Is that true or not?
Do not know.
As I said, guys, That's the guy who was running the FBI at the time when we were looking into the scandal involving the intimidation of groups that were, conservative groups trying to get tax exempt status. Normal stuff. This is just normal day-to-day activities of following the rules of the game, which we don't see it as a game. We see it as exercising, rights so that we can make sure we hold our government accountable. And true the vote, understanding where are these the voter ID stuff, where is all this stuff coming from? Are they allowing illegals to vote? In order to stop us, they conspired with the FBI, with the IRS. It was all a big cabal, and we got wrapped up in it, and Mueller is going, I don't know. None of the investigative procedure, the procedural things that would happen in a normal investigation occurred. And Mueller's going, I don't know. He's not saying, I see where you're going, Representative Jordan. I see where you're going, Congressman. And you know what? You're exactly right. We're going to look into this. We're going to find it. They exonerated themselves. If we go back and look at Mueller's testimony in that, do you really think this guy can be fair? Look, I understand the jury's out. We don't know what's really happening here. We suspect that Mueller is a swamp rat. I think Mueller's a swamp rat. I think at this stage of the game, Mueller's looking for a way out that appeases both parties. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for the truth. How sad is that? See, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I do know that Trump did nothing. But wherever the evidence would lead, I'm okay with where it goes. But I've seen where the evidence is led. And you know what? I haven't found anybody willing to do something about it, which brings me to Sessions. I said I was going to talk about Sessions. So I met with a guy, used to be with the NRA, worked for various presidents, I think in the Bush administration. And he says to me, Kevin, you've been hard on Sessions. I've been following your tweets, following your work. And I have been hard on Sessions because I'm saying to myself, this is a guy that's over the Department of Justice. He could have easily said, you know what? We got enough evidence here. We're going to get a special counsel, and we're going to start looking into the, Uranium One. We're going to start a similar investigation that's now going to take a different direction in terms of Russian interference, and it's going to be targeted at Hillary Clinton and Obama, his administration, Susan Rice, etc. He's got three or four things he could open up right now, and I know you guys are asking because I'm getting your notes. Kevin, what's going on here, man? And I'm going, I'm trying to figure this out myself. And a guy said to me, this gentleman, he says, Kevin, Sessions is doing that. He's got five different investigations open. He goes, but he's actually done it smart. Now, I'm just going to kind of paraphrase what he said. And I think this one thing will kind of set the stage. He says he's got an open investigation into Uranium One. It originates in Arkansas. He says he hired, and I remember the article because I remember writing about this, Sessions getting somebody in Arkansas, a special prosecutor in Arkansas, to look into the allegations around the Uranium One, but he's not doing it in D.C. And the guy told me, he says, now ask yourself why that's not happening. And I thought about it and said, because he doesn't want it to be, the normal D.C. bureaucrats. And he goes, bingo. Sessions isn't going through the normal channels because he knows he can't trust anybody there. That's why he did it in Arkansas. The Clintons have no friends there. He's using, I don't know who it is. Like I said, go look at the story. But there's an investigation that's been opened in Arkansas. So before we jump this guy, and I'm guilty of it myself, but this is one of these places where I tell people that I'm going to go after the people that I don't think are giving us justice, in this case, Sessions. But if it turns out that I'm wrong, then I'll be happy to admit it. Now, I'm not saying that I'm definitively wrong. I believe Sessions should have done something. But if he's smart enough not to play it by the book, because people know Washington a lot better than I do, congratulations to him. And maybe we should all be looking at what is the real potential impact here. But I will tell you, this guy certainly made me feel better after I thought about it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.